Well, in truth, that's what Ian and I are talking about today, because we spend so much of our lives, especially in business, with masks on, sometimes figurative, sometimes real. What's your thought there?
So yeah, Howard, I try to stick with the Purim theme and linking it back to business. As you said, business leaders try to be authentic. And often we question whether they are being authentic or they're just wearing a mask. And by the mask, we mean they come across and they do the right things. They tend to say the right things, but their actions and that, or how they're actually operating as a leader is not authentic. So we try to unpack this to understand why do leaders, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a leader of a company. I'm talking about whether you're leading an organization, whether you're leading a community, any role that you play, why do we feel we have to put on a mask? Why do we feel that we cannot be authentic in ourselves? And some of the reasons that are given is really because we're often put into leadership positions,
mm-hmm.
because we're really good at what we do. But nobody says, well, okay, well done, Howard. You're a great salesperson, or you're a great, relationship manager, or you're a great IT developer. So naturally we want to promote you now into a leadership role. But nobody turns around and says, well, now that you're in a leadership role, this is what we expect from you. So what typically happens is we become fearful. We get stressed out about it, and we say, well, I've never been a leader before. Now I'm put in that position where I'm center stage. I've got the spotlight on me. How do I act? And that's when we pull a mask onto us. And if you notice, it's quite interesting and amusing.
Is that almost like an imposter syndrome?
It is an imposter syndrome. Mm. We don't feel, and for those that don't know, imposter syndrome basically means that you feel that you don't deserve, or you feel like, why am I in this position? I don't deserve it. So you feel very insecure. And just going back to, if you observe people today, how different people will be today when they are wearing their costumes. It's quite interesting, is that people tend to be more open, a little bit. I shouldn't mention the school, but I passed one of the schools.
Which school?
King David.
Oh, Lingfield.
Yeah, and I could definitely see that their plans are afoot there. Huh? They had a superhero protecting the school.
Right.
And the funny side of it was that every single day we have protectors outside of our schools, but this guy was in a superhero costume.
Oh, lovely.
And all the kids were walking past high-fiving the guy.
Oh,
and this guy thought that this is the best thing. He'd become like
a superhero.
And the mom stopped and said, oh, it's amazing, you know. But literally the kids, like the smiles on their faces. And I can just imagine what that guy must have been feeling behind that mask, because he's probably done security, or he's probably stood there and people haven't given him a second glance. And now he's standing there. And people are opening up to him.
Does he know that if he does this on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it's going to look weird?
Well, that's the thing. You know, like today, it's kind of, we've got a, you know, Louis will explain to us in cricket, you get like a free shot. You know what I mean? Today's like your free shot. And I think anybody that wants to go out today and be authentic, whether you're dressed up or not, take the opportunities, because everybody's in that, I call it a receptive mode. Is everything goes, because people are laid back.
Mm.
And if you think about it, there was one of our listeners will come in and remind us. There was a famous singer many years ago, mm-hmm. who was very stage shy, and he used to dress up as a clown. And if any listeners know, please, SMS us on 34515 or
34519.
34519. Did I say 5?
Oh, you did.
It's the stress, Howard. It's the stress.
It is. It's anxiety.
Okay. Sorry. Please message us. Who was the famous singer who used to dress up as a clown?
I don't remember. No, anybody like
that. Yeah, there was.
Maybe I never listened because I don't like clowns.
Yeah, maybe scared of clowns. But anyway.
I guess I am.
The point is that we kind of hide behind that because we worry that people are going to judge us. We're very scared that that people will judge us and that we will disappoint people in that position. So what we do is we put on a facade, because then we can blame something else. we can blame the mask and we can say,
I picked the wrong outfit. Yeah, I think Jordan Peterson talks about this, is that we spend a lot of our lives, especially in our youth, in our teens, trying on different personalities. And we put it out there and we see how it goes and we see if it fits and we see what reaction we get and if we like it. And we try one and then we get smashed down for whatever reason and then we try another until we actually settle into our own skin.
Absolutely.
It is 8:54. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. Yes, it's been a fun Purim so far. Ian, why are you pointing to something? You've got something else you want to say there?
I was looking and...
He's been very serious this morning.
No, I'm trying. Have you noticed that? I prepared.
I should have known when he walked in here with a mask.
Exactly.
I prepared for the show today.
Yes, all right, fine. Stop trying to make us feel guilty.
No,
just because we're celebrating Purim.
Yeah, because we can laugh about it.
Right.
Smile, damn it.
Exactly.
Could be worse. We could all be going into quarantine at King David.
Well,
okay. Okay, let's end that.
All right, so tell us what...
Okay, so the last thing I want to say, because I think it's important about the mask, is I want listeners to really think about going out today, and many people are probably dressed up subconsciously in a way that really reflects them. So turn it around a little bit. You're not really wearing a mask. You're actually wearing your true self. So go out there. Use the opportunity of Purim where everybody's in a festive mood. Just be very self-aware of who you are and the impact that you have on people. Look around and connect with each other in a way that you wouldn't usually, and try and embody that in the way that you go out tomorrow. Because like you said, Howard, we can't put on our masks tomorrow. We can't put on our outfits. So the only way we can do it is we can do it with our attitude. So we can continue being that authentic person without the mask, but use the mask today as like a bit of an enabler, if you want to call it a crutch, or if you want to call it a support to help you.
Yeah, I love that, because you've got a mask, just use it.
Absolutely.
Go and use it, and use it until you are confident enough not to use it, not to need a mask.
As most of us growing up, when we learned to ride a bicycle, we had those training wheels on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to learn was, you would take one off, you know what I mean? And then you'd still have that support. And then eventually you'd take both off and somebody would hold you behind. And sometimes you didn't know, was somebody holding you behind or were you going on your own? Mm. And that's what you need to feel. You need to have that feeling that you're actually doing it without the support. And take today as that huge opportunity where you can be yourself. Even if you are maybe wearing a physical mask, be authentic in your heart and in your attitude.
Amazing. Absolutely love that. Janine says, can't we formally adopt the nutty to the Jewish community? I think that's already happened.
The listeners are not woke, Howard. Yeah. They should have done this a long time ago.
So Nutty's considered herself part of the Glen. Well, you know what? Up to a point, because she's not that comfortable with being part of Glen Hazel, She still needs to retain her independence.
Yes.
You know.
In the north.
Is that the North Amsterdam North or the North Four Ways North?
Yeah.
Four Ways North.
Just
checking. Absolutely right. Time is 8:57. I'm Howard Feldman. Don't forget, we spoke to Sean from Saul Thompson a little bit earlier from the Chev. Go down to one of their hotspots, which is taking place at Josie Blue, Kosher World. It'll be outside a lot of synagogues as well, Sandringham Strip. Go and make your donation for the Mata'anot Le'Evyonim, which is an obligation on Purim to give money to the poor. They are distributing it today. So please go ahead, go down and do that. You can also use their app, which is very, very convenient. It's a really, really a great way to make sure that you have fulfilled this mitzvah. And we are living in stressful times. We don't know in the next week what will be in terms of our numbers here in South Africa with corona. I do think that we are going to see a sharp increase towards the end of the week. I think it's going to unnerve us, and there's a great likelihood that we are going to start seeing people that we know going into quarantine. Doesn't mean that people around us are going to be ill, but people are going to be going into quarantine, or whether it's self-quarantine or other. So let's spend today not only just celebrating that heck out of the day, but also being a little bit careful, a little bit responsible, but at the same time making sure that we know that governments can do whatever they want, and our doctors, of course, are absolutely valuable. But the message of Purim is that God was hidden. Not once in the whole Megillah is God's name mentioned. In the story of Esther, God's name is not mentioned. It requires us to see the hidden hand of God. It's very, very important that we take the lesson of Purim and we see it in a greater context. We think that Greta and everybody else controls the world and our governments control it, but there's the hidden hand of God. That is a message of Purim, and that it should be a great comfort to all of us as we go through what is going to be and what is starting to be a difficult time globally.